Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of the parable of the unforgiving servant and the consequences of refusing to forgive others. The Bible verse for today is found in Matthew chapter 18, verses 32 to 35. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart.
There's no doubt that Christianity has had a significant impact on our beliefs, values, and the stories we pass down from generation to generation. One parable that really stands out is the story of the unforgiving servant, which teaches us a crucial lesson about forgiveness. In this parable, a servant finds himself in a dire situation. He owes an enormous debt to his master, a debt that he could never hope to repay in his lifetime. Yet, when he pleads with his master for mercy, something extraordinary happens. The master decides to completely forgive the servant's debt. Can you imagine the relief the servant must have felt? It must have been an incredible weight lifted off his shoulders. However, the story doesn't end there. Despite experiencing such overwhelming mercy and forgiveness, the servant goes on to encounter someone who owes him a much smaller debt. Instead of extending the same kindness and compassion that was shown to him, the servant refuses to forgive. He hardens his heart and turns away from the opportunity to show forgiveness and love. Naturally, news of the unforgiving servant's behavior reaches his master, and the master is not pleased at all. In fact, he becomes quite angry. He decides to hand the servant over to the torturers until the debt is fully repaid. It's a harsh consequence, to say the least. This parable is meant to teach us a valuable lesson about forgiveness. It shows us that Jesus' forgiveness is freely given to all who seek it. Just as the master forgave the servant's massive debt, Jesus offers us mercy and forgiveness for our sins. However, it also emphasizes the importance of extending that same forgiveness to others. If we fail to forgive others, we're essentially closing ourselves off from Jesus' mercy. In the parable, the servant's refusal to forgive ultimately prevented him from experiencing the full extent of his master's grace. And the lesson is clear. If we refuse to forgive, we may find ourselves turning away from the very forgiveness that we so desperately need. So, as Christians, it's vital that we strive to embrace the power of forgiveness. We shouldn't hold grudges or seek revenge against those who have wronged us. Instead, we should follow Jesus' example and forgive from the heart. Forgiveness isn't always easy. It can be a challenging process, especially when we've been hurt deeply. But it's an essential part of our faith and our relationships with others. By forgiving, we let go of anger and resentment, and we open ourselves up to healing and reconciliation. In practicing forgiveness, we show a reflection of Jesus' love and mercy in our own lives. We become instruments of His grace, extending forgiveness to others as it has been extended to us. It's a beautiful way to live out our faith and to build strong and compassionate connections with those around us. So let's always remember the story of the unforgiving servant. Let's remember how it teaches us about the importance of forgiveness. And let's strive to forgive others as Jesus forgives us. In doing so, we create a world that is more filled with love, compassion, and grace.
Let's close with a prayer. Loving Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging the abundant mercy and forgiveness you have bestowed upon us. Help us, Lord, to embody your love in our lives by extending forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Grant us the strength to let go of resentment and bitterness, and fill our hearts with compassion and understanding. Guide us, O Lord, in the path of reconciliation and healing, that we may experience the freedom that comes from forgiving others as you have forgiven us. May your grace empower us to build bridges of love and restoration in our relationships. reflecting the love and forgiveness we have received from you. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for sharing this time together. May blessings of peace, joy, and grace accompany you on your journey.